insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين وإذ جعلنا البيت مثابة للناس وأمنا واتخذوا من مقام إبراهيم مصلى وعهدنا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل أن طهرا بيتي للطائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود.
If you remember, for the past couple of sessions, we've been discussing verse 124, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the issue and the concept of imamat, talking about Prophet Ibrahim. And that, as he says in this verse, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن. And when his Lord tested Abraham with certain words and he fulfilled them, he said, I am making you the imam of the people. قال إني جعلك للناس إماما. قال ومن ذريتي, he said, and from among my descendants, قال لا ينال عهدي الظالمين, he said, my pledge does not extend to the unjust. We said that there's many points that can be derived from this verse about the concept of imamat. The first thing that we established is that the rank of imamat is above the rank of risalat, based on this verse, since the verse says after Ibrahim was a prophet, very clearly, because at an old age, after he already had his children, which was after he had become a prophet, he is tested and then given and raised to the rank of imamat. So we said there's questions that spur from this or stem from this issue that we just mentioned, and that imamat, the rank of imamat, is above the rank of risalat, that we want to answer some of these questions based on this verse and also other verses of the Holy Quran, inshallah. We said that some of the questions that we raised, and we need to think about the answers, is that if the rank of prophet or imamat is above the rank of prophethood, does that mean that our imams are above the prophets? Does that mean that our imams are above our prophet? What does that mean? To understand that and understand the rank being higher, we need to discuss and explain the concept of risalat, or before that, the concept of nubuwwah. What is a Nabi? Then what is the concept of Risala? Who is a Rasul? What is the criterion, or what's the specific responsibility of a Rasul? And then what is the rank of Imamat? If we understand these three, then we can go on with our discussion and come to the conclusion of what the answer to that question is going to be. The rank of Nubuwwah has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. When we see the usages of the word Nabi, okay, and we look at the ahadith discussing the issue of Nabi, and Nabi is a person that has got divine guidance in the form of revelation, some sort of revelation they have, anbiya, And by the way, all prophets, even the Rasul, they are Nabi, but they are above the rank of Nabi. They become Rasul as well. Nabi is an individual that has got revelation of some sort to him that he did not have previously. He did not have from other prophets. He has his own revelations. But the responsibility to spread that information and give others that information and guide them is not there as such a responsibility that a prophet has. A prophet has got to actively be involved in guiding people. But a Nabi does not have that active responsibility. They're living amongst people, they're doing their own worships. If they see someone that, you know, can be guided, they will speak to them. If someone comes around, they will do that. But they don't pursue that task of looking for people and going around and guiding people. They're living their lives, and they also, on the side, when people are around, when someone is ready to take that message, they are going to be explaining certain divine guidances to them as well. But a Rasul, which is a rank above that, not only has that level of receiving revelation for himself, his spiritual level is such that he's got the responsibility of actively pursuing the role of guidance in society. They've got to go to speak to other people. They have to reform the society and talk to people and give them that information that has been revealed to them. But as we see in the Holy Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the issue of Risala, and when he wants to say what are the criterions, we understand that, for example, he said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ. We did not send a Rasul, a messenger, that's the meaning of Rasul, a prophet that is a messenger. We did not send him or any messenger except that they spoke the language of their people that they were sent to. This tells us that a Rasul is a means of communication. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to guide mankind and give them the information, that level of guidance. Explanation of what the revelation is and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given as guidance to mankind is given in words to people. This is the task and the responsibility of a Rasul and a messenger. All they have to do is to go and deliver the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to mankind. This is the responsibility of a Rasul. So we see the difference between that and a Nabi. Nabi does not have that active responsibility. If the situation is right, he may say something to someone and give them that guidance as well, but they don't have to go and look for people and try to guide them. But the Rasul has got a higher responsibility. Higher responsibility, okay, or more responsibility, is not just given to people that are equal ranks of spirituality. Higher responsibility or more responsibility comes when one has got more capacity. More capacity means a higher level of spirituality. A Rasul is above the rank of a Nabi, and that's why they have higher responsibilities or more responsibilities. But I want to emphasize that a Rasul, as a Rasul, as the responsibility of a Rasul, as a messenger, all they do is they deliver that message and they make sure that they deliver it in the right way. They make people understand. They do that very well. This is the responsibility of a Rasul. So this level of guidance is just like giving a book, okay, to the people. You give the instruction or the user manual, if you like to call it in today's terms, of how to live your lives to become a better person, to prosper and become prosperous in this life and in the hereafter. This is the responsibility that the Rasul has got. But guidance does not stop there, brothers and sisters. There's higher levels of guidance that is not just giving the information about what the right path is. That is guidance. That's definitely guidance to give the information to people. But that's not the highest level of guidance. The highest level of guidance is when it's like, if I would like to, or if I can use an example to try to explain to us what the difference is. If someone asks you where or how they can get to a certain place. Like in Qom, if someone is in Qom and they're and someone comes to them that's traveling and wants to visit the Haram, they don't know how to get to the Haram, the shrine of Hazrat Ma'suma salamullahi alayha. If they come and ask you and you're living in Qom, you can either tell them and give them the directions, give them a map, say this is where it is, this is where you are, this is how you get there. This is one way to give them guidance, all right, which is good and very beneficial. But another way, which is a higher level of guidance, is where you say, okay, I'll just jump in your car and I'll take you there. Okay, or follow my car, I'll take you there. Okay. Instead of just giving that information, I make sure you get there and you don't get lost on the way. You don't misunderstand the map. Someone else doesn't throw you off course. I make sure you get there. This is a higher level of guidance. This level of guidance is not the responsibility of a Rasul as a Rasul. Okay. The responsibility of a messenger is just to deliver the message. Once the message is there, then they fulfill their responsibility. They don't have the responsibility of making sure people get there. Okay, that is going to be the responsibility of the people. Now, Imam, which is the higher level and the higher rank, takes care of the tougher responsibility of making sure people that are or have the capacity to move in that direction, I don't only give them the information when they are being distracted or someone is giving them misinformation or misinterpreting the religion or their nafs or whatever gets in the way of them following the right path. They will come and they will help them move out of that situation so they can continue their path and move closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the responsibility of an imam. As you can see, it's a much tougher responsibility than just presenting the message. And therefore, the rank of the imam, as we said, higher responsibility, more difficult responsibility, comes with more capacity. So the capacity of an imam has got to be more, which explains why Prophet Ibrahim, after having been the prophet and being a messenger, the Rasul, not only a Nabi, after that, he had to go through tests to be raised to that level of imamah.
وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِي الظَّالِمِينَ وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا وَاتَّخِذُوا مِنْ مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلًّى وَعَهِدْنَا إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ أَنْ طَهِّرَا بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ.
So inshallah, this question I think has been answered. There were many other questions that we will try to inshallah answer in the sessions that will come. Please join us so we can continue this talk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك.